Carl. Good evening. I want to thank everybody for coming. The agenda this evening, the November 16, 2016, budget public hearing. I'm calling this meeting to order. Will everyone rise for pledge of flag?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please observe a moment of silent meditation. Please be seated. Our fire evacuation plan. Please note, in the event of an emergency, the fire department has requested that the legislators and all others move to the adjacent field in order to make not to impede the firefighters in their duties. Please note of the emergency exit locations. Please silence your cell phones. And Don, would you call roll, please?
Allen. Bartels.
Here.
Valfimbio.
Here.
Berkey. Briggs. DeLong. Donaldson. Fabiano. Gerentine. Green.
Here.
Heppner. Lapp.
Here.
Litz. Lopez. Lauren. Mayo. Maloney.
Here.
Parody John. Parody Richard. Roberts. Rodriguez. Ronk. Uora.
Okay. Thank you. I'd like to open the public hearing now. Is there anyone that would like to speak at the public hearing? Hearing none, motion out. Elliot, floor is yours.
I just want to commend you, Don. Statistically, in the first five names, you were doing pretty well. Statistically, and you were downhill from there. Just real quickly, Mr. Chairman, not as long-winded as last night. I apologize for taking a lot of time. Today's 2016 Office of the Comptroller is comprised of seven professionals who work diligently to ensure that our government is effective, efficient, and economical. The current staff, which has evolved and changed over the course of the past 24 months, brings a professionalism to auditing and reporting that has been unparalleled during my tenure. Three highly trained, licensed, and degree professionals and four dedicated staffers have committed themselves to not just detect fraud, but to prevent it. All the while, our workload and productivity has increased, while our budget has decreased. As a matter of fact, our percentage to the county's overall budget is far below the statewide average of other elected controllers. And I'll be more than willing to share that statistics with you, too. Let's not forget why the people of Ulster County insisted upon the charter change 8 years ago and what the people's expectation was when the charter was put into place. They wanted a government that was less bureaucratic. They wanted a government that was more open and transparent. They wanted not only leadership, they also wanted independent oversight from the comptroller's office. They wanted a comptroller who would be responsible not to the executive branch, nor to the legislative branch, but to the taxpayers with the fundamental duty to be their eyes on Ulster. The transition did not come easy to those in power, and it has been evident that the sailing has not always been smooth, with the winds of ego and politics blowing across our bow. Needless to say, not everybody in county government has been happy to see us, or at times happy with what we found when we examined it. An audit is far from political. As a matter of fact, there is no Republican way to audit, nor Democratic way to audit. We audit performance against standards prescribed by generally accepted accounting procedures, standards set by local laws, and standards established by state regulations. We don't negotiate the audit. We report on the facts and what transpired. In fairness, each of our audits include a response from the auditee if they choose. We see that the data that accompanies the millions of dollars behind county revenues and expenses and believe that every number has a story and every story has a number. So with that, I'm appealing to you tonight to consider an amendment that we are looking to place before the legislature, which would restore our budget to its original 2016 level, and would just ask that it include any adjustments in salaries for the four collective bargaining unit employees as reflected in their contract. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think that we should wait at least
10 minutes. Pulled in.
Yeah, at least until after, because
yeah.
People, it took us a little bit.
Mary Beth with pizza.
It took us a little, you know, yeah, to find it.
So I'm allergic.
I have
I don't think we're going to have a rush of
There's
people.
There's not a cat in here, but I
agree with you. The time is now 7:30. Tonight's meeting was for the proposed 2017 Ulster County budget and the proposed 2017 through 2022 capital program. Is there a motion? Well, prior to our motion to adjourn, our next meeting, the third and final public hearing, will look on the proposed 2017 Ulster County budget and proposed 2017 to 2022 capital program is scheduled for tomorrow, Thursday, November 17, 2016, at the Town of Plattekill Town Hall, 1915 Route 4455 in Modena, New York, at 7 p.m. Is there any other comments from anyone, the legislators that are here? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn? Second. One. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Thank you, everyone.